This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Charlotte is known for its banks, of course, but in some circles, it's known for its actual money.
When you're a coin collector, you don't worry about sometimes the value is just desirability. Like you show it to somebody and they'll say, oh, how much you want for that? Go, it's in my collection. It's not for sale.
And the gold coins that Charlotte's Mint produced in the mid-19th century are desirable. Meet Jerry Seibel.
I work for the local chemical company, BASF. It's worldwide. And I run the Charlotte Coin Club. I'm in my 25th year of being the president. I've been interested in coins since I was about 10 years old when I collected them with my dad.
Early American copper coins are more his thing, but he knows just how much people value the Charlotte gold coins with the distinctive C mint mark. And to understand why, we have to go back in time. In the early 1830s, North Carolina's gold rush was in full swing, but turning that gold into currency was hard.
All you could do was send your gold up to Philadelphia because it was the only mint, and shipments were risky because of thievery en route, you know, stagecoaches getting robbed. There were certain shipping costs you had to pay. You could be paid at a lower rate or long wait times for reimbursements to get paid back by the government.
The Beckler Mint, a private mint, opened to fill the gap. But then on March 3rd, 1835, 184 years ago yesterday, President Andrew Jackson signed into law a bill that created the first mint branches. And Charlotte was one of the three cities to get one. It stood on West Trade and Mint Streets. The mint started producing gold coins in 1838, but not anywhere near the levels of Philadelphia's mint. And scarcity increases a coin's value.
Well, here's 1857, just to pick on that date. They made 13,280 Charlotte dollars, and they made 775,000 1857 Philadelphia dollars. So if you look at a base in a low grade, the 1857 dollar is worth about $250, and the Charlotte is worth about $1,350.
Then the Civil War began, and the Confederacy took over the mint, turning it into offices and storage space. It never produced U.S. money again. Today, it's not hard to find coins made in Charlotte, but a complete set is rare, says Seibel.
There is, and I could say this with anonymity, there is a complete collection of Charlotte gold within a 100-mile radius of here. And by complete, it has one coin that hardly any collections have.
In 1849, the Charlotte Mint produced a dollar coin that was just a bit different than most of its run, one with an open wreath pattern. Seibel knows of only five of them and estimates it would now go for about $700,000.
Who has that?
I'm sorry, I'd have to maim you if I told you.
Okay, I won't persist. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.